Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the second installment of KW's Take 5. Last week, we dived into the NFL MVP market. We settled on Brock Purdy. And honestly, considering it was 18-1 and he lost and it's 19-1, that's not so bad. That is not so bad. And man, could he have really chopped into that number if they didn't blow another game this year, that one again to the Arizona Cardinals. We saw some movement for C.J. Stroud, which we had talked about. Mahomes, Fields comes crashing down. He's very likely going to lose his job. The Tua argument remains the same. The win in a low-scoring effort is good if you are still looking to take that big bomb price. This week, though, for the Take 5, we go from the pro ranks to the college ranks and give what I believe are the five best bets you can make to make or miss the college football playoff. You are loaded with options in these markets. And there are a number of correlated wagers when you really try and dive in here. If you like this team to miss, it's because you think they make. And again, vice versa. I'll tell you, not making the cut is anything that relates to Ole Miss, LSU. If Ole Miss wins, they're probably in. I don't really like them in the game, though. LSU's money line is a better number than Ole Miss to miss the college football playoff. So we're always trying to find the best of the number. And you might be seeing the best of the number with what I believe is the fifth best bet you can make, believe it or not, on the Utah Utes at plus 310. Maybe I am insane. I, of all people, feel I should know better. But I think Cam Rising is coming back this Friday against Arizona State. And with Cam Rising, Utah was dominant. Now, that was about five quarters of football, but considering they've only lost the one game without him, and I think the fact that they lost it without him would give them grace in the outright market. If Utah returns Cam Rising and runs the table, I think they could survive losing the Big 12 championship, which makes that plus 310 more tempting than, say, a plus 450 number as it pertains to the Utes to win the Big 12 championship. You could find those numbers at 5-1. Now, I will let you know as I let you know last week. While you could bet all of these if you want, right? There's plenty of connections here. I'm only going to bet my number one ranked item. That's due to being tied into a number of preseason make misses and not wanting to overextend in the market. We could find some better opportunities. But if you're looking for a chance to make a number of bets, or perhaps you disagree with how I've ranked them, I think the Utes is one of the five best you can make at plus 310. The fourth, best bet you can make is a plus 150 ticket on Texas A&M. The Aggies are wildly underranked by this AP poll. And I wonder if that is what is allowing a plus 150 number to sit out there in the market. Compare it to the aforementioned Ole Miss, whose case and resume side by side with A&M doesn't even remotely hold up, yet sit inside the top 10 and are a minus money favorite to make it. Texas A&M's loss at home to Notre Dame, nowhere near as bad when you consider the Irish are back well inside the top 15. And Ole Miss lost to a Kentucky team who is still not ranked. Kentucky's best or Ole Miss's best win just happened against South Carolina. It doesn't come close, not close, to Texas A&M's victory that they had against Missouri. Plus, we have seen two other SEC wins this year for Ole Miss, who's played far more games against non-power opponents this year. You project out the A&M schedule, the only remaining ranked teams at the moment, LSU and Texas, home for both. You could split those, and you absolutely can make it in at 10-2. In fact, if there's enough chaos around you, you're probably going to have to beat Texas. But if that's the last piece of evidence we see from A&M, they could still get in at plus 150. I think A&M is one of the five best bets you can make. At 24-1, the third best bet you can make is on the UNLV running Rebs. UNLV will look to be the highest-ranked G5 champion. Well, losing in overtime to Syracuse shouldn't really mess anything up, and yet we see this number free-fall after the loss. Why? Again, their standings in the Mountain West are untouched. The loss, not all that bad. Cuse is receiving votes. It was in overtime by 3. Plus, UNLV already has power wins against Houston and Kansas. I know those teams aren't great. They were both on the road. What's not on the road? UNLV's game against Boise State. You win that game, and very likely UNLV will have the best odds on the board of any of these G5 teams. There's a 0 missing when you compare this UNLV number to make the playoffs with their number to win the Mountain West. And again, with the way Boise right now is grabbing headlines, winning the Mountain West could be the key to making the college football playoff. That is a great bomb price there on the running Rebs at 24-1. Your second best option. The most unbiased man in the history of sports media. I've said it from the jump. I believe they are worthy of a top 10 ranking. I believe they would be in if it ended today. It doesn't. It is Notre Dame to miss the college football playoff at plus 120. Simply put, if Notre Dame loses any of their games before that trip to Southern California against the Trojans, they have to be done. The win at A&M is incredible. The win against Louisville is solid. I don't care how bad Purdue is. Beating that team by 60 in their building is incredible. They lost to Northern Illinois, who was going to end up being a somewhat run-of-the-mill team at the G5 level. Losing to Georgia Tech or Navy or Army, which is all on the board. Navy and Army are both 5-0. Georgia Tech is better than anticipated. Virginia's better than anticipated. You know you're going to get a Super Bowl level effort out of Florida State. You know it. You're going to get one this week against Stanford. You are. If they lose one of those games, they are likely done. Here's the thing. Even if they win all of them, I'm not sure they survive if their final piece of evidence to the committee is a loss at, especially if they're unranked, USC Trojans football team. And if you're getting a plus 120 money line there, essentially, which is what that number is, it's not that bad. Those four bets, all considerations. I could place them all, but I am only placing one. At plus 400, the best playoff bet you can place in college football right now is Alabama to miss the college football playoff at a monster plus 400. Remember, this team was even money to make the playoff preseason. Okay, they beat Georgia. They lost to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, I know they're better than years prior. It's Vanderbilt. Now we look at the rest of the schedule at Tennessee, at LSU. I expect a loss on their plate. And the remaining games outside of that, we move Mercer aside.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
South Carolina, Missouri, Auburn, and then at Oklahoma. If this team loses two more games, by the way, the win total, 9.5. It's 2-1. We're getting double that. A 9-3 Alabama, I believe, can be left out of the college football playoff. And at plus 400, it is the best bet that you can make in the make-miss market for the CFP this season and the bet that I did make. Up next, we'll talk more hockey and baseball with George Kurtz.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we're back in the mix. It's game time decisions. We're live right now with the Mets and the Phillies, a 4-0 New York lead. Talking a little baseball, a little hockey, a little football, Mr. Everything. That is George Kurtz. George, how we feeling?
Feeling good. You just said it right. We got baseball playoffs today, right? We're just about week six on a couple of days here. And then the NHL season, three games today. The North American schedule has begun today. Only three national games today. The season really begins tomorrow. But this is my favorite time of year, Kevin. Favorite time of year, man. For me, I got all three sports hitting in October.
A lot of good. I know you could care less that basketball is 2 weeks away, but I'm excited. And then you'll get four rocking and rolling there, George. George, you said something, though, during the commercial break as it pertained to the way all of these divisional series are lining up in Major League Baseball. Can you kind of share with the people how you're feeling right now and kind of why that might be?
I'm starting to wonder if all four division winners are going to go down. Mm-hmm. All right, the Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, and Cleveland. All right, Dodgers, they're in a lot of trouble, right? Walker Buehler going tonight, who is not the Walker Buehler we're used to. You know, and you're going up against Michael King. I think it's a big advantage for San Diego. It's back in San Diego. And by the way, if you're a baseball fan and not watching that game, I don't know what to tell you. These two teams hate each other. I'm dying to see what's going to happen tonight in this game here. So I think Dodgers are in trouble here. The Yankees, you and I are big Yankee fans, but they're not playing very well. All right, three for 19 runs in scoring position. They've had the problems on defense. The run in scoring position is not surprising. It's something that's really haunted the Yankees through every postseason for the past 10, 12 years, or whatever it might be. They get players on base but cannot drive them in. Going against Lugo tomorrow, last time Lugo faced the Yankees, which was about, 3 weeks ago, he shut him down completely. The Yankees weren't close to hitting him there. And then, you know, even Gerrit Cole, he'd go tomorrow in game four, Thursday in a possible elimination game four. He didn't look all that good, right, Saturday in game one. He won because the Yankees actually did score some runs in that game. So the Yankees could be in trouble there. Philadelphia, they're the Yankees in the National League. They can't score. Yeah. All right, they're losing again to the Mets here 4-0 in the seventh here. They'll be down 2-1. They may go down in four. You know, I'm just not sure they're going to go back to Philadelphia. And then Cleveland probably has the best chance to win. I think we all thought Schuller would beat Detroit, would beat Cleveland yesterday. I know, you know, it was really they beat Clase in the bullpen here, but we thought Detroit would win that game here. So Cleveland might still have the best chance to move on, but I think at least three or four are going down, if not all four. And Kevin, all we're going to hear all offseason, oh, baseball has to fix this. It's just not fair. These teams had a week off. That's going to be the talk.
Yeah, George, you're not going to have to wait. You're going to hear me right now. They better fix it. They better fix it because this is a joke. You do not, as a professional league, show up to your divisional series and present a, oh, opening week of March, anything could happen. Two seeds are beating 15 seeds. George, if what you just said plays out, of the seven best records in Major League Baseball, one of them will advance to the championship series. George, the proof will be in the pudding. How many years do you need to see the teams getting buys with home field advantage who spent the full season better than their opponent getting eliminated before we change the format, George?
I agree with you. All right, the postseason is not a representative of what the regular season is like, right? There are two different seasons here. Yeah, how are you doing the regular season? The postseason is more of a sprint here, but the teams that win the wild card round, I understand maybe you can't line up your pitching correctly. All right, the teams that have the bye do. And most teams will tell you they'd rather have the bye. I get that. But the Yankees and Cleveland, by the way, not the National League teams, they're a little different, will have played three games in 10 days come tomorrow. Three games in 10 days. That's not
George,
good.
That George, happen. George, this is what I don't – yeah, I'm sorry. It's not a league to be taken serious. You're calling it a sprint. I get why. Baseball's whole thing is we play every day – three games in 10 days. What are we doing? What are we doing? And for anybody that thinks that this is because I'm a Yankee fan, you're dead wrong. I've been saying this all year, and my bigger gripe is the National League side of it versus the American League. I know that the Padres have looked so dangerous for so long. All year, pillar to post, the Dodgers and the Phillies have been the two best teams in the National League. And if they both go down, both of them, George, there's too much. It's overwhelming at that point. You baseball selling point cannot be, we have the longest regular season with the most games, and when we get to the playoffs, none of it matters. Throw it out. It was the biggest waste of time you've ever seen.
I agree with you. I totally agree. I don't know how you fix it, though, because
I
don't want the wild card to be one game. I don't want that.
I do. It's very simple, George, and I know you're going to hate it. I know you are, but it's going to happen. We're going to add another two teams in both leagues, and you will get eight American League teams, eight National League teams, and the buys are done. And that's what's going to happen. It's the simplest fix.
It is, but that means that, you know, back in the day, and I'm probably going way past what a lot of our listeners and viewers are, that's the NHL, where it's more than half the league made the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying here.
But it's the standard across American sports now, George. It just is.
I know. But boy, that'll be a big fight, too, because the union fought that back, right? That'll be a big – what are you going to give the union to get that to happen there? That'll be another argument there. But you're right. It is the easiest fix. You are correct by far. 1A, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. There you go. But doesn't it also water down winning the division? Now, granted, once again, you're facing the eighth team, which should be a terrible team. What would that team be this year in the American League? The White Sox? It's a joke. But you get my point. So theoretically, you still have a major advantage there. So I'm wrapping it around in my head. Would I rather keep the format the way it is, or would I rather go to the 1-8? And I probably do lean your way because this way is not working. So something different has to happen.
And to be clear, George, I actually, truly, I know this will sound crazy. 162 games is so many games. I might be fine if we just start in the Champions Series. Yanks, Guardians, Phillies, Dodgers, that's it. We're done. And I'm done running into the NFL season. But I know people don't want that. But I get what you're saying, that there's a water down winning the division. It is currently now a negative to be the best team in your league. That is not a thing in sports. That is not how this works. It is crazy. It is actually nuts. And that is the consistent product now since they've changed this format. And I'm telling you, when it comes to the futures market, you are...
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and Diaz featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking. And I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
We're not going to get people to bet this stuff. If this is the way it's going to play out, it's just, you're not. We'll talk a little NHL with George, a little NFL if we've got some time. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NHL, there's two games tonight. I think they're doing the ceremony for the Panthers right now. Are you betting these games? Are you loading up for tomorrow's slate? How are we feeling heading into the hockey season?
Of course we're betting these games, right? Three games going on today. and it started off pretty well so far. I was on the St. Louis here. We're going to go against Boston here because Swayman's not going to play goal. All right. He just signed a massive contract a couple of days ago. Korpisalo's in net. I think Korpisalo will be better than what he was with Ottawa and such, but I don't trust him. You know, so I'm going away there. Give me the Florida Panthers. Even though I guess this goes against Scotty Wetzel's little theory, right, about go against teams having a celebration thing. So he's probably on Boston. But I'm going to go with Florida here. And then we got the night game. This one's a little tougher. Utah, maybe they are the former Arizona Coyotes. Same team that just now they play in Utah rather than Arizona. They play in the Chicago Blackhawks, who I think are better here. You're laying a big price. A big price with for an okay team at best. That's a pretty big price here, Kevin. So I'm not laying the 176 here. I'm going to take a little shot here on under goal and a half first period, and I'm thinking about maybe lay the goal and a half too with the with Utah. See if they come out flying tonight.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting just to kind of see if the fact that it's the same team, but it's not. It's an odd thing, right, where Vegas was kind of this whole brand-new team, so that is not that, right. That's not that clean comparison point there, George. It makes the Utah situation a very unique one. Are you invested futures-wise with the NHL season, cup or awards or anything like that?
Oh, well, we can't play awards here because I live in New York. All right, God forbid we should be allowed to do that. I'll never understand that, bro. Never. Why? What do they think? I'm going out there and I'm bribing somebody. Oh, listen, make sure you vote for McDavid. Like, anybody needs me to tell them that. That's why the award's so high. I think McDavid probably wins here. Vezina, I would go with Shesterkin. Calder, that's the rookie of the year for those who don't know. Probably Celebrini in San Jose. He's just going to play in all situations. Norris is a little tougher. You know, you got Yossi, you got Kalen McCarr, Adam Fox with the Rangers, a local boy also well here. I'm going to go Quinn Hughes there with the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay, all right. So I do appreciate that despite not being able to get involved, you kind of have thoughts on everyone. I'm curious because the McDavid number is plus 150, George. That is a short number for an award before anything has been played. Is he, even if you think he's going to win it, do you think he's worth it at that number?
The problem with McDavid, you want to equate it to other sports. You want to go basketball? Why doesn't LeBron win every year? Baseball? Why doesn't Mike Trout win every year? Why didn't Tom Brady win every year? Because the voters get bored. He's the best. It's not even close. He's the best player by far. He's going to have a gazillion points. There's no doubt about that. Unless he gets hurt, he'll lead the NHL by 30 points. It's easy. That won't even be a contest. Yeah. But I think they do get bored here with voting for, again. Like, why hasn't Mike Trout won one more? Why isn't Tom Brady one more? We know they're the best players when they were playing. So that's the problem they were with McDavid. That being said, it is short, but he is the prohibitive favorite.
He is. I mean, it's just incredible. Plus 160 to have 20 points in his first 10 games. 2 points a game is what you need for that to happen. I mean, that is just a point in each of his first 10 plus 450. Is this stuff you can get involved with, George?
No. It's still too much. I would need a really massive. For fun, you want to throw 10, 20 bucks at it? Fine. Yeah. Anything massive? No. I mean, what if he misses a game? One thing about hockey, all you need is one hot goalie. That goalie is having the day of his life that day. All right? They know so you're not scoring. That happens all the time in the NHL. So, no, I wouldn't get involved with anything like that. I mean, the 20 points in 10 games, two a game. I mean,
crazy.
At the end of the season, he won't be that far off that number. Like I said, 140 is what he's predicted for. That's a little less than two. It's about 1.78 points per game. So he's not that far off here. But, no, I'm not going to bank on that.
All right. That's what a player, huh? His prop for – where is this thing? I love talking about greatness. 130.5.
I'd go over.
It's 51 higher than Bedard. And I know that Bedard isn't like in the MVP race, but it's just kind of the gap that exists between where those guys are right now. I did play some Bedard, George, 79.5 to the over, sophomore season.
Once they give Bedard some more help, better help, this kid, he's not McDavid. Nobody is, right? McDavid's a freak. All right, but yep. Once they give this kid some help, he is a star player. He will amass over 100 points. I think he gets over 79.5, by the way. Once again, assuming health, as we always say. That's less than a point per game. He'll do it.
Yep. All right, awesome there as always, George. We appreciate the time. Up next, it's NFL Insider Adam Kaplan. A wild day in the NFL. We'll ask him about it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back game time decisions right now. Mets up 6-0 on the Philadelphia Phillies. Phils, though, did get their first man on. We'll see if anything can happen there. And if you are a New York Jets fan and a New York Mets fan, I am sure that this game has been the calming effect that you needed. We are joined by NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Cap, man, I hardly know where to start, but what have you heard throughout the day around Robert Saleh being fired here on this Tuesday by the New York Jets?
You can't say it came out of nowhere because Woody Johnson, I've talked to people who've worked for Woody in the past and also today, he's mercurial. You don't know where he's coming from sometimes. This is clearly from him. This is his decision, not Joe Douglas's. The owner made this decision, and it's kind of weird because when you look at it, Kevin, if they win this week against the Bills, they're technically in first place.
Yep.
So that's why people have been surprised. But one thing I could tell you that I'm going to add, Jeff Ulbrich is really respected in their building. He's the interim head coach. And if you would have asked me, let's say this didn't happen. 4 weeks from now, they were 2-6, 3-7. Mm-hmm. You would say to me, if Woody Johnson pulls the plug in season, who's going to be the interim head coach? I would have told you Jeff Ulbrich, because he's going to be a future head coach. I could guarantee you that. Great command, total respect to the players, total respect to the people in that building. But with Robert Saleh, yes, he brought a lot of energy to the team and so forth, but boy, they got off to a difficult start. In fact, I could tell you from talking, Kevin, to the Jets, they had high hopes, and they still have high hopes, but they're expecting to be really, really good because they felt that they addressed their offensive line. We can debate how good it is, but they addressed the offensive line. They added Mike Williams at receiver. They still need to be better there. That's why they're interested in Davante Adams. Their defense is really, really good. It's maybe not quite where it was last year. It's still really good. So the problem's with the offense. And Jets not Robert Saleh's side of the football. He's a defensive guy. That is why this is very odd to do this right now.
So, I mean, Cap, kind of then taking what you just said there and trying to figure out how then this is the conclusion. How does Woody Johnson fire, the first time he's ever fired a coach in season is after 5 games, not 14 games, not 10 games, 5, a defensive coach whose last 2 performances were holding an opponent to 10 points and 60 passing yards, and then a Vikings team who couldn't stop, who shredded everybody, and Sam Darnold had no touchdowns when the prior 4 games he had multiple passing touchdowns in every single game.
But I understand Albrecht calls the defense. I know Saleh's the head coach. It's his scheme that he brought in. Albrecht knew the scheme. That's why he's there. But the bottom line is this is to get Saleh out. You and I probably talked before the season started. I know Farrell and I talked about it, sort of where the Jets were at, what had to happen. I told him not only did they have to make the playoffs, they probably needed to make a deep playoff run for everyone to come back. Well, the head coach has been sacked. So for them to not make the playoffs, look, there would have to be changes. That's just the way that it works in the National Football League. We know Woody Johnson is very different, Kevin, from covering this league now over 25 years. He's one of the strangest owners. Talking to people, Kevin, who've worked for him in the past, you don't know where he's coming from sometimes. You don't know where he makes these decisions. You don't know where he gets these decisions. It's definitely surprising. And I saw Jay Glazer's note, who talked to Saleh. Saleh was surprised. I could tell you internally, this is what I'm told, internally, within the coaching staff, they did not see it coming because there's been no hint of it. As I said at the start of this, there's usually a hint of this. You know, when you're really bad, you know the end is coming. That's not the case right now. They're 2-3 and only came out of first place.
The thing, though, Cap, I would say is if we were to say, hey, where would the hint of this be? It's the consistent contention between Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers. The offseason, the odd push on the sideline, the way Rodgers reacts to every single thing on the field. And it is why, Cap, someone like myself cannot look at this as being anything other than the Aaron Rodgers effect. There's every single thing that we are seeing here today suggests Aaron Rodgers is having a massive hand in what's played out.
Well, first of all, listen, if that happened to be the case, why isn't Nate Hackett the head coach? Because that's his guy. That's the only reason why Hackett's there is because of Rodgers. Let's call it like it is. Come on.
100%.
So Hackett, who failed as a head coach, would have been the guy. He was dreadful with Denver. So the bottom line is, because Aaron Rodgers had a lot of say in the personnel decisions. They gave him everything they wanted. They got his own offensive coordinator. He got Alan Lazard, who would have been cut had not been for the $10 million guarantee. They got a lot of his players in there. You saw last year they had guys. They brought guys in that he played with in Green Bay. He's gotten everything he's wanted. So, yeah, I find it hard to believe that, look, is Woody Johnson really going to consult with him, not Joe Douglas? And Joe Douglas, by the way, wanted Robert Saleh. That was his hand-picked guy. Mm-hmm. I get it. You could question it all you want, but you've got no proof that Aaron Rodgers had anything to do with this. I find it hard to believe. I could tell you when I know players have input, but I find this hard to believe.
But you just said we know for sure that he has completely decided who the offensive coordinator is and a lot of personnel, right? And we know that the Devontae Adams connection, he has some say in. So at minimum, we have copious amounts of proof that he is involved in the decision-making for this football team, right?
Yeah, but
reporting elsewhere, Cap, that Hackett's job was potentially on the line today. So...
Listen. You got to look at it. First of all, who would be the interim offensive coordinator? There's a whole lot going on here. The thing is that I'll address the Rodgers thing. It just doesn't work like that. You don't like subvert the command and say, forget what Joe Douglas thinks. If you're Woody Johnson, I want to know what Aaron Rodgers thinks, and then I'll decide whether I'm going to fire the guy. Again, I've not seen anything out there that's credible. It's all internet speculation, by the way, just so you understand. I get it. You and I have had these segments now for 2 years where we go over what's real and what's not. I get the inference because Rodgers has been given a lot, okay? I just outlined it all, okay? Yep. But this one's a little bit far-fetched.
Let me ask you something quickly, Cap, though, before we let you get out of here, because there was some other AFC East news, obviously kind of – it's not the lead. But the fact that Drake May gets the job this week for the New England Patriots, I don't know if there was going to be any timing where it would make sense. I don't know if this was the timing where it jumped off the page. What do you make of this move?
Yeah, look, and remember, Gerard Mayo, the head coach, he basically gave you answers to the test. It's the first time all season he didn't back Jacoby Brissett to be the starter. So that he kind of gave it out there. It was obvious mm-hmm. they had to do something. Because I remember when we started here, start the season, we talked about, okay, when is this going to happen, right? And I said, by midseason, if they're completely bad, and by the way, they're on a four-game losing streak, and it's obvious they got to make the change. Now, Drake May, of all the rookie quarterbacks, Kevin, was by far the furthest away. It wasn't even close. He's very raw, needs further development. They don't have a great receiver core, but they're a bad football team. You might as well get him in there. The hope here is, though, that he can handle what's going to be challenged to him going forward. This is not going to be easy to do this right now.
And then lastly, Cap, are you hearing anything? I know it's early, but anything out of New Orleans about whether they'll look for options outside of that building to replace Derek Carr in the interim?
Yeah, he's got the oblique injury, and it's going to be a little bit. But they got the two young quarterbacks they really like. I doubt it. I think they're going to go with one of those two young quarterbacks.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler, the South Carolina QB. I know there's a lot of buzz around yep. him potentially getting that job. It's going to be interesting to see. They got a huge divisional game this week against Tampa Bay. I don't think it would be too grandiose to call it must win. Maybe the division's bad enough where you could survive a 2-4 start, but man, that would be tough to drop another divisional game if you are the New Orleans Saints, Cap, no doubt.
Yeah, and by the way, their offense, which was phenomenal to start the season, setting team records, is gone south.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Their defense is not good enough to hold them in it. Yeah, but your point is well taken. That division is wide open. Nobody's running away with it.
Yeah, certainly seems to be the case. All right, that is NFL Insider Adam Kaplan. Cap, we appreciate the time. Yeah. As always, we've got Dave Sharapan right around the corner here. We'll update you on Mets Phillies as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions. My man Dave Sharapan's in the mix. Consig, we don't get to do it enough, but we make the most of it, man. How are we feeling here on this Tuesday?
Oh, we're great, man. We're great. We got postseason baseball.
Yes, sir.
Can't get enough of it. Wake up early this morning out in Vegas, and the Jets fire Saleh. And right. It's been nonstop talk. Who's to blame? Who's running the team?
Yeah.
All this other stuff. Well, I mean, they play on Monday night against the Bills. You know how much the line moved because somebody got fired and escorted out of the building by security? Have you looked? Have you seen that?
I think did it go a half point in the Jets' favor? I guess it depends when you were looking.
I mean, correct. If it moved at all, if we're sitting in the room, you and I, we go, well, what do you think? I turn to you. You turn to me and go, so? We don't do anything. So we wait and see because I don't know if it's better. I don't know if it's worse. I don't care. All we're talking about is the numbers in the games. I mean, it's an interesting story, but what have you been watching up to this point? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the Jets are. I still don't.
They are apparently the same team they've been for the last 3 years. Great defense. That's offense true. Is going to let them down, which is not what it was supposed to be. So fire the defensive head coach. Since you brought it up, I wanted to ask you, the Patriots go to Drake May in the room, right? That line was 7, look ahead. It's 7 now.
Yep.
Does someone in the room go, hey, we should move it or touch nothing. If big bets come in, we can then react? Because I'm still seeing steady 7 here with that game.
Same. Yeah. I don't know how much of the drop-off comes or the air move when you move without taking a bet, which I really, my time, I never did it. Very rarely. I mean, occasionally when you got information or you really like something and you had the flexibility and freedom to do it, you did it. But for the most part, you take bets on the way up or on the way down and let the chips fall where they may because the juice is always working. Jacoby Brissett here, Drake May here. Or Drake May here, Jacoby Brissett here. For those of you listening, you can't see. My hands are really close together. K-Dub, I don't know what Drake May is. I know what Jacoby Brissett is. I mean, he physically can perform the job most of the time. But I don't know if it's an improvement or not. I don't know what I'm getting. At least I know I'm getting a full week of practice. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. But we're not touching nothing.
Yeah, I think the good point you bring up is you might get someone to say, I'm telling you, he's better than Brissett, right? Where another person in the room goes, it's a rookie quarterback making his first start here. He's not coming off of a bye. At some point, he'll be better than Brissett. Not here game number one. And like you said, touch nothing. I like New England, but what happens is I was betting against Houston, right? The spot, the number. Now I feel like all Patriots tickets are, oh, I'm betting on Drake May. I'm not interested in betting on Drake May. I'm not looking to bet against Drake May, but it changes the game a little bit where I may myself even be backing off, even if I think May is an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. Dave, I want to get to some of the upcoming games with you, but we can do that in the next segment. I want to throw a college football item your way. We did this last week with the Take 5. Purdy MVP. He lost, but the number didn't move a lot, so it's kind of a wash. Today, we did college football playoff make miss. Five best bets I think you can make inside that market. Now, I only played my top one.
Okay.
It's a plus 400. It's a miss, and it's the team that just lost to Vanderbilt. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Wow. It's plus $4 to miss?
To miss.
How many games do you think they're going to lose, K-Dub?
I think there are two more losses on that schedule.
Well, then
and
that's a good bet.
Here's the deal. So that team under 9.5 wins is 2-1, right?
Okay.
I'm getting double that, and I feel pretty good at 9-3. They'll be left out. Maybe a miscalculation on my part, but I'm also getting double it, right? If they were the same bet, I would take the win total, right? I'm getting double it where I think that 9-3 is very in bounds when you look at the Bama schedule. Road trips to Tennessee, LSU, and Oklahoma, Iron Bowl, Missouri. And again, they just lost to Vanderbilt, so maybe they could lose to anybody.
Very true. But the other thing I think you're getting in this is, all right, so under 9.5, that's regular season wins. That doesn't count the conference championship game. Mm-hmm. If they lose one more and somehow find their way into the conference championship game, they can still make the playoff. They lose the conference championship game as the third loss and are kept out of the playoffs. The season win total would be 10-2, right? Mm-hmm. But they miss the playoffs would be 4-1, and you would get paid because they're not getting in the playoff. If they only lose one more,
yeah,
which I'm kind of with you. I mean, they may lose two more. You know, for you Bama people, I don't know who needs to hear it, but they might lose two more. They just lost to Vanderbilt.
Correct.
Okay. That's only two times they've lost to Vanderbilt since 1957. Okay. I like the bet, K-Dub.
I appreciate it.
I like the bet.
I'll run through it again for anyone who missed it. I think Notre Dame to miss the playoff plus 120. Ooh. UNLV to make 24-1. A&M to make plus 150. Utah to make plus 310. Any thoughts on those other four?
Well, selfishly, I would love to see UNLV make the playoff. That would be fantastic. I was at the game Friday night against Syracuse. The place was electric for a UNLV game. I think they can. They might have to run the table, which would include beating Boise, okay, and winning the conference championship game. The Notre Dame one is interesting. The games against the military academy seem a little bit more difficult than they did a few weeks ago. We'll find out about the USC game. That's very possible.
100%.
How many more games do they have to lose for you to cash that ticket, though?
If the only loss is USC, they'll have some chance. They lose any other game, I think they're done. UNLV was 7-1. Now you're getting triple the number. That's really nice. We're right back with Dave on the other side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here on Sports Grid. Let's run through it here with Dave Sharapan before we set him off to in-game live. Consig, known hockey guy, me, tattoo markets. Tell me what you think. Bedard over 79.5 points. We sizzled the assist to 55-plus at plus 300. Igor Shesterkin, 4-plus shutouts, minus 125. We banged it to 6-1 or six shutouts at plus 470. How do we feel?
Look at this. Boy, boy. Noted hockey guy.
That's
Kevin
right.
Walsh. The Kevin Walsh. Again, one of the most unbiased, one of the most unbiased people in the sports media. Yep, you are. I like the Bedard thing. Year number two. Figure him to stay healthy. I think if he stays healthy, you're going to be fine. That's the only thing that may get you there. The shutout thing is interesting. I really like Igor and really like the Rangers. They, you know, win the President's Cup last year, playing a lot of defensive games that they have to play to win.
Yeah.
That number's going to be close. I don't know that shutout number. You went
a
little
four last year.
I know that's the number.
Got four.
You went a little bit extra with that move, but like you're known to do every once in a while.
That's right.
You're extra. You're an extra type guy. I like that.
Someone had to do it. I might have also accidentally bet Ilya Sorokin of the Islanders at plus 440 for six because of the similarity in names and price. A complete accident. It was a total mistake. They will not give me a refund, obviously. So we're also rooting that in.
You cannot cancel it. The online stuff, it's very hard to cancel a ticket. And I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I used to tell people this at the counter for years here in Vegas. When a ticket comes out and it's a mistake, keep it and get the other thing that you were going to get. Now, knowing the story, give me the Islander, Igor.
All right.
I think that one wins. That one's going to win.
Listen, didn't get it last year, but got it the prior two seasons. So, I mean, why not us? That's what they're saying. Dave, any quick thoughts on the Utah Hockey Club's debut against the Blackhawks?
I can't believe the number. I know it's a first game, new place, building, all this other stuff. How can anybody be minus 170 over anybody in a first game of the season, especially a team like the Blackhawks? Let's hope the game is entertaining. Half the rink can't even see their own offensive zone. The way it's set up at the Delta Center, it was set up like that when the Coyotes moved from Winnipeg to Arizona. I was going to the games at America West Arena, and the tickets were half price for the one end where you couldn't see and you had to watch on the scoreboard. Let's go Blackhawks plus 1.5 tonight.
I like that. All right, Major League Baseball, Mets up 7-2. Padres, Dodgers, I'm on under 8 in this game, minus 115.
Brave soul betting under. But
someone's got to do it.
I mean, Walker Buehler's the X factor, right? I didn't even know about this story until this morning. He was at Santa Anita last week, and they shook him down and took his $100,000 watch. That's a weird story. Another weird story is it's his first start since September 26th. And that was the game that he pitched against the Padres, and the Dodgers got their NL West clinching victory that night.
Right.
But I like King. King looks so good last time out.
They all do.
And, boy, oh, boy, they won all three starts against the Dodgers that King made during the regular season. I think it carries over to tonight. By tomorrow, the Dodgers will be facing elimination. And the Mets will have a chance to clinch a spot in the NLCS. So the Subway Series, possibility still alive, K-Dub, still alive.
Yeah, not sure is. I got to tell you, man, like ear to the ground, everybody gets beat up tonight, plus 340, Walker Buehler to record a win. I mean, you got my attention.
Wow.
You got my attention. I don't know. I'm rooting in. I'm trying to save baseball from itself.
Yankees Dodgers World Series. Come on, baseball guys like we Dave rooting in Tigers Mets.
Just for
are you
the
kidding
exact
me?
Price.
Are you
need,
are you kidding me?
But the Dodgers, please. I mean,
are you kidding me?
Hell of a sport.
Tigers, Mets. Come on, they're gonna air that thing on NBA TV after a Bucks Pacers replay. We'll send you out of here with this. Nafisha Collier to lead the game tonight between the Lynx and the Sun in scoring. Make it happen, and I'll see you on a Thursday right here on Sports Grid. In Game Live is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.